Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We've got a great guest with us today. Dr. Hall joins us. Dr. Hall, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good, actually. Let's talk a little bit of your background. You have an amazing background. This is going to be an incredible topic today. Tell us a little bit about how you got started doing what you do, and then we'll talk about the topic at hand here.
Well, you know, in brief, I'm a medical doctor in San Antonio, Texas. I do anesthesia and pain management. Had a patient and a friend that came to me and confided in me that she felt like she was being stalked, being targeted, and did a little background counter surveillance with her. Believed her. You know, most of the other doctors she had talked to had not. And did some counter-surveillance and found, indeed, she was being stalked by a former FBI guy working as a private investigator. Interesting thing, accessing electromagnetic technology used to not only stalk, but actually to subliminally control someone was being used on her. And when I found that we couldn't get this through law enforcement, normal channels, to have something done about the organization, they were being somewhat protected. Figured the next best thing was to write a book and exposing it. And the book is called A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. And when the book released, immediately was swamped with just thousands and thousands of other completely identical stories from all over the U.S. and around the globe. So, I mean, it's obviously an experimental program in place using this particular type of technology.
Dr. John Hall's with us today. He's a medical doctor in San Antonio, Texas. He's the author of A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. He's a board-certified diplomat of the American Board of Anesthesiology and a member of the American Academy of Pain Medicine. He's also an active member of the Mind Science Foundation, dedicated to the study of human consciousness. He sits on the medical committee of the human rights organization Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. Now, Dr. Hall, let's chat a little bit here about your book. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, the fact that online, a lot of people were complaining about this, but there was really nothing in the published arena where somebody that's not victimized by this or hadn't heard of it could pick it up and actually read about this from a relatively credible source, I hope. So really did it just to expose the problem and let people see that this isn't something that's just the online fodder of, you know, bloggers or as they referred to 10 years ago or so as the tinfoil hat people, that this indeed is a problem and that it's affecting a lot of people.
We've got Dr. Hall with us today. What is the overall theme of the book?
The overall theme of the book is just chronicling kind of what went on with this with this girl and how we counter-surveilled the group to find out what technology they were using. How they were putting voices in her head and how they were using directed energy to attack her.
We've got Dr. Hall with us today. He's got a pretty bang up book out there. It's a very, very, very incredible book, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. He's the author of it. He's with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. The website is buildgrowandenjoy.com. Dr. Hall, how do we get in touch with you on the internet?
I have two websites, actually. The one is satweapons.com. The other one is newbreedmovie.com. There has been a screenplay written on the book and a movie in the works, hopefully to expose this technology to a lot of other people.
Dr. John Hall with us today. He's a medical doctor in San Antonio, Texas, and author of New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. This is just an amazing book, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America is available on Amazon right now. How is your book relevant in today's society, Doctor?
Well, you know, a lot of what I wrote about was kind of, you know, taken with a grain of salt by a lot of people, and it sounds like science fiction. But I tell you what, after Edward Snowden brought forth some of the revelations he did as far as the full-spectrum surveillance being done by the NSA, that did kind of catapult a lot of the people who were seen as conspiracy theorists more into the conspiracy fact realm. So it's actually becoming more and more relevant. And if you look at the latest thing, a couple of days ago, the National Reconnaissance Office, who launches spy satellites, came out with their new logo, and it's an octopus with its tentacles around the Earth, with the logo saying, nothing and nowhere we can't reach. So I think they're being pretty blatant about the technology now that Snowden has kind of let the cat out of the bag.
We've got Dr. Hall with us today, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism. He's with us today talking about this incredible book. Who do you envision to be the potential readers?
Well, I think everyone should probably read the book to get to at least familiarize themselves with how technology has advanced. When I wrote the book, I immediately heard from a lot of family members who had a spouse or a loved one or a son or a daughter that was going through this, and they thought it was a psychiatric issue until they heard some of my radio interviews or read the book and then realized it was a technological victimization. So, you know, really everyone probably should at least, you know, familiarize themselves with the technology, so if it happens to them, they know how to deal with it.
Dr. Hall joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
Well, I mean, for one, it actually is a pretty dramatic story. I mean, what happened to this girl was that they were breaking into her condominium, putting a date rape drug in her bottled water and her food stuff, and subliminally controlling her to eat or drink where the drug was, and then basically using her as a sex slave. So the story itself is pretty dramatic, and it's true. And, of course, the technology used to manipulate her is important to know about, because eventually it'll probably be used on just about everyone.
Dr. Hall joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Is there a particular chapter you'd like to share with the listeners?
Probably the main chapters that a lot of people need to read, other than just the whole storyline itself, would be a little bit about how the technology works and how we have found that the brain is very susceptible to electromagnetic energy and can be manipulated remotely with electromagnetic energy.
Dr. Hall with us today, Dr. John C. Hall. He has got an amazing, amazing book out there. We're talking about that book today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What makes your book different from others like it?
Well, that's where it really is unique, because prior to my book coming out about this technology, there really wasn't a book out about it. There were a couple of books written based on MKUltra mind control type technology when they were still using torture and deprivation and electroconvulsive therapy to create Manchurian candidates, but there was nothing written on using remote directed energy to do it, which is kind of how the technology has evolved.
We've got Dr. Hall with us today here on the program. What do you want readers to take away from your writing?
Basically, I want them to take away the fact that there is technology now that can control someone's central nervous system remotely. That can put voices in the head, can make you have thoughts that aren't your own, especially in a time where we're seeing multiple mass shootings by people who are claiming that they're hearing voices, and I think some of them may be controlled and not necessarily mentally ill.
We've got Dr. Hall with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What's next for you as an author, and how can fans get in touch with you online?
Well, there's another book in the works that's actually in print or about to be printed right now called Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control, that I hope to have out in 2014. There's a movie based on A New Breed, the current book that's out, that people can read about at newbreedmovie.com.
It's Dr. Hall with us today. He's joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy to talk about his latest book. What's been some of the best reviews you've gotten on it so far?
Well, if you look on Amazon, there's quite a few good reviews on it, and certainly one of the most important ones review was from Dr. Robert Duncan, who wrote a book about this technology as well called Soul Catcher. and actually worked on the projects for the CIA, and getting his blessing was certainly important for my book.
We've got Dr. Hall joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And there's a lot of people anymore, it seems to be, that are really waking up to all these things going on. How important is it that we read books like this and get educated in things on these?
Well, you know, to give you an example, you know, Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter who recently shot up the Navy Yard, had actually contacted Freedom from Covert Surveillance and Harassment, the group that I sit on a medical board with, emailed them, you know, asking for, you know, ways to help defeat Healthwave technology as far as his sleep deprivation goes. He had a clearance. You know, he knew exactly what technology he was being attacked with, and actually shot up the Navy Yard thinking that he was actually attacking where he perceived his torture to be coming from. So I think it's important for all of us to understand this technology, especially when we have a government who's purposely having these shooters come out in hopes to get gun control.
Now, how long has this technology from your research been used and been around?
Well, it's the early research on it started in the late 50s, early 60s. At that time, you actually had to have a chip in place in someone and had to have hands on the victim to do the experimentation. As we learned more about the brain's susceptibility to ELF waves and other forms of radio frequency or electromagnetic waves, it basically became remote. One way to look at it is that, you know, you no longer have to bring the person into a lab to experiment on them. Society is now the lab. So it's been going on for well over a decade.
Well, how do we, I guess, combat this somehow? What's the best way on that?
Well, education certainly is the best way to combat it, and that's why we're doing the movie. Discovery Channel is talking about doing a series about it, books that are being written, and there's several others besides mine out now that have come out recently by victims. Once you know what this is, and it happens to you, you kind of know to avoid some of the pitfalls that most victims make in dealing with it. And once everyone is educated on it, though, I think there'll be a public outcry for disclosure from the government, and hopefully another congressional hearing like we had that dealt with MKUltra.
It is Dr. Hall with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, what's been some of the different media's reaction? I know that you've been on a lot of the alternative media's programs, the Alex Jones and people of that nature. What's been some of their reaction to the book?
Well, of course, you know, the alternative media has picked up on it real well, and I think what sums it up is when Edward Snowden came forward with the revelation that the NSA was picking up on everyone's cell phone calls and text messages and email. The major media reacted to that like it was as if it was a big surprise. You know, well, the alternative media had been saying that for a decade that was going on. So the major media is slowly starting to come around. I know I recently did an interview with Washington Times, who did a couple of stories after the Aaron Alexis shooting. So they're slowly coming around, but you know, the major media is pretty well controlled, you know, by the government. So it's going to be a hard nut to crack to get any of this into the major media.
Now, with the book, is there any other books you can recommend by anybody else if people want to explore this topic a little bit more detail?
A great book on this topic is actually done by Dr. Robert Duncan. He was a physicist and researcher. He worked on similar projects for the CIA. The book is Soul Catcher, Secrets of Cybernetic Warfare. It would be an excellent book to read on the topic as well.
Now, there's a lot of things here that I'm sure that you left out of the book that you weren't able to put in the book just because of the fact that, you know, it's, you can only put so much into a book. Is there going to be a follow-up or anything written?
Well, the follow-up that's coming out in 2014 is Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control. And in that book, I do actually go into the technology a little bit more and did my best to make it understandable to lay people who, you know, may or may not be physicists. You know, the first book, A New Breed, is mostly just chronicling the story of the woman that I wrote about and a little bit about the technology. But the second book coming out, Guinea Pigs, it goes well into the technology, the history of how we got here, and potential ways to defeat it.
We've got Dr. John Hall with us today here on the program, here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And we wanted to get him on today to talk about his book, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism. Let's chat a little bit here about electronic harassment. What's been some of the different things that you know of that have been used over the last 10 years or so that whether it be government entities or anyone else that have used electronic harassment?
Well, I'll kind of summarize it for you. Electronic harassment is kind of a catch-all term for people being exposed to directed energy weapons.
Yeah.
Typically what you see, and this is done in a very strict methodology, typically these victims are noticed stalking by strangers, not a loved one or anything, but organized stalking that gets them GPSed and gets a possible read on their EEG or their brain waves, or if they're drugged, possibly chipped. Once that occurs, they usually complain of tinnitus or ringing in the ears, which will slowly degrade down to hearing the voices of the people attacking them with directed energies in their head as they're being attacked, along with electrical disturbances, control of your computer, control of your phone, electrical disturbances in the household, lights going off and on their own, garage doors opening and closing on their own, stuff that typically people would have written off to a haunting is actually being done electronically and remotely.
Now, Dr. Hall, can you expand on that a little bit more for us?
Sure. I mean, most people will notice that they're being followed everywhere. Most of these people are 35 to 45, have had successful professional careers. Most of them, statistically, based on our interviews, are well-educated. Can pinpoint the day their stalking started and can pinpoint the day that they began hearing voices. Usually it's, like I said, between 35 and 45, well beyond the age group typically that you have schizophrenia diagnosed. And amazingly, all of these people basically report the exact same happenings, whether they're in L.A. or New York or whatever city they happen to be in, as if it's being done by a manual.
We've got Dr. John Hall with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. There are some, a lot of people have thought with, especially with electronic surveillance and even electronic harassment here, that it has something to do with UFOs and some of the, some different oddities. Can you kind of give us a little bit of update on that, and how does UFOs and some of this kind of work into the mix?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you my personal belief is I don't necessarily prescribe to the fact that any of this is being done by aliens.
Yeah.
I know Dr. Michael Persinger in the laboratory was able to recreate alien abduction in the lab by bombarding the temporal lobes of the brain with this particular waveform of ELF wave energy, which tells me that probably a lot of what we hear about as alien abduction is probably government experimentation just as part of a different sub-project. And I know when you have seismic activity where the Earth itself released as large amounts of ELF waves, you typically have an increased number of UFO sightings around areas where there's earthquakes or volcanic activity. So I think most of that can be explained technologically by just the brain's susceptibility to ELF wave energy.
We've got Dr. Hall with us today here on the program talking about his incredible new book, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism. And Dr. Hall, thanks for joining us today. Is there anything else you want the listeners to know before we let you go, my friend?
Nope, just make sure to visit the website either at statweapons.com or newbreedmovie.com, and we'd love to educate people about this.
Well, I appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hall. Appreciate it, sir.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Hall with us today here on BGE. You can get more information on his website, SATweapons.com. That's SATweapons.com. A new breed of satellite terrorism is available on Amazon. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.